from Stockport to Krakow and electronica to big band, this time on Culturefile. The Caretaker is just one of the many names under which the composer and musician known to his friends as James Leland Kirby releases music, but it's certainly the one that's garnered Kirby the most attention since the Mancunian upsticks from Berlin to live in Krakow. The Caretaker moniker was inspired by Kubrick's The Shining and the music hidden in its soundtrack, and through that, music's special relationship with memory. The best known of that music, perhaps, was made in collaboration with the documentary maker Grant Gee, a soundtrack for the director's suitably spectral and coincidence-filled film about W.G. Sebald's book The Rings of Saturn. I asked the Caretaker to lead me into the shadowy world in which he created the perfect soundtrack of audio patina, of crackle, of ghostly whirs, and half-remembered airs.
It's skipping around itself.
I'll ask you the question again.
We'll see how accurate they are responding.
If you can do this twice. Yeah. Were you a big fan of Sebald before you were asked to write the soundtrack for the documentary about him?
Well, being completely honest with you, I'd not heard of him at that point. Basically, I just take small loops or large loops and just keep building them. Small loops or large loops and just keep building them and just keep building them and just keep building them. The Rings of Saturn is like this travel written thing, but basically you're travelling through time. Well, when I got the book The Rings of Saturn, I was literally just flicking through it, to be honest, from page to page, because I actually like reading a lot. In this way.
Were you a big fan of Sebald before you were asked to write the soundtrack for the documentary about him?
Well, being completely honest with you, I'd not heard of him at that point. And Grant Gee, he got in touch with me and asked me if I'd like to score the film. And so immediately I bought the book and read it. Well, when I got the book, The Rings of Saturn, I was literally just flicking through it, to be honest, from page to page, because I actually like reading a lot in this way. Where you can just flick from pages to pages. So I quite like travel books like this, you know, like travel writing. And so really, The Rings of Saturn is like this travel written thing, but basically you're travelling through time and zones. So it was perfect. It was really nice to get inspiration from reading this and thinking it would be a good thing for me to score the film, you know, it would be possible. Well, in fact, I didn't read it because a lot of the time when I'm reading, I like to skim through things, you know, and just pick passages. And it's actually quite a good book for that because it's skipping around itself. Basically, you're travelling through time because it's skipping around itself. I just take small loops or large loops and just keep building them kind of on top of each other. But it can seem quite simple, but it's not. You know, you're using a lot of different EQs, taking frequencies out of some parts and then adding that to others. So it can get quite complicated, to be honest. A lot of it really was trial and error, because Grant sent me a couple of shots he'd taken and said, just try and... I mean, it was brilliant because it's the perfect way I'd like to work, you know, if I was working with people, because he gave me complete freedom to do what I wanted. So he trusted me, and his judgment was perfect in terms of providing me what I needed. It was his eye. He had this vision. He knew what I was doing, like sound-wise, and he said, "I'd love you to rework the source material I'm going to send."
And what was that?
I'll have to check, actually. I can't even remember what this was. I can never remember the name of the actual stuff he sent. Let me have a look.
I presumed it was your own 78 underneath.
No, this was Grant. When was this? This would have been... guy's name. Wow, Schubert. Schubert. There you go. Schubert. So he sent me a few loops. I just tried to make something which had the same pace as what he was sending me, and that was all, to be honest. Apart from that, it was really just experimenting.
The other thing that seemed to happen is people who were talking about the book, who'd read the book, all had their own sets of coincidences that seemed to be caused by the book. Did you experience that?
I didn't experience it myself, but I have come across that. It seems to be a very very well liked book. You know, it's there are a lot of like passionate people who really study what Sebald's writing there. And again, you've got people drawing maps of the book and interactive maps and things like this. I was amazed, to be honest, when I saw the dedication that a lot of people have for his work. I think the people who've been following my music, you know, over the years, because there are quite a few people that I'm in touch with for many years, right from the VVM to now, which is a crazy journey if you start from all this harsh noise at the beginning to this very calm, a lot more thoughtful music now. A few of those people definitely bought the book afterwards, and also, of course, saw the film. You know, so, I mean, maybe it introduced a few people to it.
Caretaker there on Making Music for W.G. Sebald. That documentary, Patience After Sebald, is at this very moment in time available on DVD and Blu-ray.